गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनाम् उपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन् ऋतिभिः सेदसातनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन क्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्बत्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी। ॐ सर्वोपनिषदो गावः दुग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत्। इयं ब्रह्मावरुणेन्द्ररुत्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। Good to see you all. We've been studying in the third chapter. Shri Krishna is discussing that was discussing up to now about yajna for a bit, discussing the importance of this in our life as a way of life. And actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna, in one way, from the text, it's revolutionary in the way that karma yajna in the Vedas is the ritual. We're here, it's taken out into our daily life. Because the thing is, it's not just when you do the pujas like this, but how our attitude in our daily life, which is very important. A lot of people, you know, Sunday, the time for church, and then the rest of the time is different. We're here. The important thing is in everything we do, not just in a certain place and time. Certain place and time can be a reminder and, you know, a tune-up like this, tuning the mind, but then that same mind we're dealing with everything else. So he's discussing that. And then he just shifted the last verse that we were studying last time in number 18, where he started talking about the sthitaprajna I talked about in chapter 2, same thing, yani, how this one acts then. So we talk about karma yoga. So how somebody really, one who's established in this, how they act. When I used to be in the ashram in the evenings for a few years, what we used to do, we would read a few pages from this book called Shivananda's Gospel of Divine Life. It's a beautiful book where there are different anecdotes for a few paragraphs each. Instances of experiences that people had in the ashram with Swami Shivananda. So whenever one of the anecdotes came up with our guru, with Swami Vishnavananda, we'd be very happy to, oh, look, we'd be very excited like this. So there was one time Swami Vishnavananda asked Swami Shivananda there, is it possible to really do live as Karma Yoga? Not just as a practice, but to really live up to it. Swami Shivananda said only a jnani can be a true karma yogi. You know, because as long as we're a jnani, we can't fully do, we aspire towards it. And that goes hand in hand with what we studied in the end of the second chapter when we studied about stitta prajna, where we said that what the stitta prajna lakshanani, how we see the stitta prajna is, their characteristics like this. This is the sadhakasya sadhanani. This is the aspirant's sadhana. The aspirant aspires to it. So in this way, then we have something to work towards. So that's why we study it, to see what we have to aspire towards, and then we use it as a means like this. The characteristics we aspire towards, we try to work to act like that, and it becomes a means. And whatever you put your effort towards, you're growing in that direction. Because let's say that I'm more self-centered, and then I just decide, let me try, let I just think about being more selfless. I put into effort, then slowly my mind changes in that direction. So in this way, sadhana, I can slowly change my character. Of course, as we said, the karma yoga is a preparation, but a very important preparation for this, helps to purify the mind, so it's easier for us to, you know, see what's further, what's beyond it, because otherwise I'm too caught up in the waves, right? Instead of going to the depths, I'm caught up in the surface, you can say. So like this. And one important point also in the difference like this, where doing my actions for the fulfillment, I can do actions just because I want to be happy. This is an interesting thing that we say. If you're doing things to become happy, I want to become happy. I want to gain happiness means that I'm not happy. And if I gain happiness from what I did because of the circumstances, this is a lot of the Mahatmas, they have witty anecdotes. So this Swami Paramarthanandaji says, if you're happy because of the setup, you'll soon be upset like this. So because it's due to circumstance means after some time it won't be like that. So this is why the circumstantial happiness is not what we aspire towards, because it's not that, okay, you know, your child has a birthday, they did well in the exam, or something happens, yes, and you celebrate, be happy, there's nothing wrong with that. But to observe and to not seek for the happiness due to circumstance, because if I'm running after happiness because of circumstance, then it'll be fleeting. You can't hold, and we want to hold on to, but we can't. So that's the whole idea with this, with, you know, the whole sadhana, to slowly find that it's within me, it's not dependent on something. So let's continue here. He'll continue for a little bit explaining about and examples about somebody who's established in this. So we're in number 19. Tasma dasaktasatatam. Tasmāda saktasatatam kāryam karma samācara, kāryam karma samācara, asakto hyācaran karma, asakto hyācaran karma, paramāpnoti purushaḥ, paramāpnoti purushaḥ. Therefore, always perform the action to be done without attachment. For by performing action without attachment, a person attains the supreme. What happens when I'm doing the actions with attachment, I want to get to something, then first of all, before I do the action, then there's some sort of expectation. So there can be worry, anxiety. How will it be? What will I do? Will it be okay like this? This is one thing. Like, we'll have the class and I'll think, oh, am I going to remember things? Are people going to like it? People are going to come and this? Then my anxiety will be there like this. This is a nice thing to being with Mahatmas is the best, because then you see these things, you know, you see people with that are living examples, so that's nice. So one time Swami Ramaswarupananda came. He used to stay with us for a few weeks every summer when we lived in Berkeley. He's no more, so he doesn't come anymore, of course. So one time we were going to go to one of the temples, the Livermore Temple. A talk was arranged for him there. So we went, we're going with him, and they had a small room for him to wait before they talked. Two of us, we took him there. And he, when we were going, he said, oh, temples, he doesn't like to give talks because people don't come to temples for the Vedanta this. They come to the temple to see the deity for puja and this. They don't come for this. But, you know, anyway, he goes, he's happy, he does. So we're chatting with him. He's just chatting with us. Then time for the talk, he goes. You know, the auditorium, there's 150 seats or whatever. 15 people come like this. Same like he's chatting us with the room. Same, he's just chatting there when he's giving a talk. Tells everybody, no, no, come, 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 sit close, come. Everybody comes and he just talks like that, no problem. Then when talk is over, the same thing. So it's not that before the talk, oh, are people going to come and this? Is it what kind of audience? What will I speak to them? Nothing like this. So before, then during when I'm doing it also, during the action, then what can happen is when I have concern over what I'm doing, how it works, what other people think how I'm doing, then also there's anxiety and I can't act as well, do my job as well. But one who is more detached from it just does the action. They could be more efficient, more focused, less, you know, when you're nervous doing something, you make mistakes and everything, you can't do it as well. When not, much easier to do it without that. Like this. And then afterwards, when the action is done, also, if I'm attached, I can say, oh no, I could have done better. Why did I do like that? And like this. But if detached, yeah, it's finished, right? Okay, I can learn to do better, no problem. If I'm detached, I can learn to do better more easily because I'll hear more easily the feedback, right? I'll do something and Mario will say, hey, why? You can do it like this. My ego's there and I know how to do like this, right? Where if I'm detached, oh, really? Okay, I can try next time. Maybe that'll be better if I'm more detached from it like this. So this is the important. So the asakta, asakta is detached. Sakta attached and asakta is detached. So when it's saktaha, then I'm going to be happy again because of how it is. Oh, we did very well. Oh, very good, like this, you know, wonderful. But asakta, it's I'm happy in spite of, like this. And to be happy because is not hard to do. That everybody can do. In spite of is the trick, like this. To be this one very funny Swamiji comes to the Bay Area usually in June every year. Swami Anubhavanamaji, very entertaining, very funny, like this. So he likes to talk about, he says, if you're happy because of your spouse, you're happy because of your child, that's very easy. But you have to learn how to be happy in spite of, in spite of your spouse, in spite of your child. You'll have a much better life like this because being a sakta, meaning then, you're happy in spite of it's like this, you're happy like that, you're happy. Much, much better deal like this. But of course, it takes more insight to do it like this. With the smata sakta satatam, karyam karmasu machara. So do the actions at all times, you know, the stita pragna will be detached like this. But for us to learn like that, to learn to be detached from it, for us to work on it and see it, because we see where we're attached, and then we can look at it and see, okay, how the attachment builds up, how it builds up in my mind, what the effect is. Try to do it in a more detached manner, like this, slowly, slowly to see. And he gave tools for it as the as yajna is one of the ways. Asaktahi acharan karma paramapnoti purushah. And somebody really knows to be detached, as vairagya. This one will eventually find the supreme. And again, doing the not by doing the karma, detach while doing karma, that's the preparation, because karma yoga is the preparation. And so So it helps for the preparation of Chitta Shuddhi, as we were discussing. This is what happens. So as long as my actions are being done, what do I get out of it? Then there's the attachment there, like this, where I do because this is what needs to be done. Then it's much easier to do it. If it's done, what needs to be done, easier to be detached. Because I want to get something out of it, then it's not going to be the same like this. So this is what he's talking about. And again, asakta satatam, like the example I gave in the beginning of Swami Shivananji, the only way to be detached all the time is to really, as he said, you have to be a jnani, because then you know I'm not the doer. As long as the doership is there, I can't be fully detached because I'm identifying with what's happening, like this is what I'm doing. That's why we say that the karma yoga is the preparation, like this. Let's continue here to the next one. Karmanaiva hi samsiddhim. Karmanaiva hi samsiddhim. Astita janakadayah. Astita janakadayah. Lokasangrahamevapihi. Lokasangrahamevapihi. Sampashyankartum arahasi. Abiding in duty alone, Janaka and others have attained liberation. At least considering the upliftment of society, you should act. So Sri Krishna is taking another king, another kshatriya, as an example for him, right? Because that's somebody similar to him, So Janaka is very well known to be a jnani, a Raja Rishi, king and jnani at the same time. His examples of him we have find actually in Upanishads themselves, of him and other kings like this who are jnanis. There's a nice story of Janaka that one time he heard from his close minister that a lot of the other ministers in the court are talking about. They say, "Hey, King Janaka, the people say he's a jnani, but look, he has all the power. He can say what he's nobody tells him what to do. He has all the enjoyments. So, so very easy for him to think like this. But he's just, since he's a king, since he has everything around him, it just, he can't really be detached. It doesn't work like this." So they are talking like this and talking, starting to speak badly behind his back like this. So what he did was he had all these the ministers invited them all for a nice dinner. So they're all very happy to come to a nice dinner in the palace, meaning it's a royal feast. So they're very happy. They're looking forward to it, and asking the different people that work there, what is he going to be cooking? What food? They all come, and of course they have to come, pay respects, and there's whatever program before the food. Then when they sit to eat, they're given a nice big royal thali and everything. But then they notice, because they're sitting in the two rows to eat, so they notice when they look in front, the person in front of them, they see hanging over the person's head is a sword on a thread, just about way above their head. So then when they look up here, they see above their head too. Like this. And oops. And of course they can't just say, "Oh, dear king, excuse me, I have to go." They can't do this. So then the food is served, and Janaka keeps saying, "Please have some more, please take. Very good. You must, I know you really like this food. This is a very special sweet that they took them 2 days to cook. You have to take some more." So of course they're all just gobbling it down like this, and being very polite and quickly finishing it. So when they finish to eat, then they're invited to another room and sit with the king. And so the king asks, "How was the food? The chefs worked on it for days on end to make this special meal for you." "Oh, king, it was very good. Yes, it was really wonderful." And then the king said, "Please speak freely. Tell me really how you enjoy it." So one of them was brave enough to say, "Well, I really didn't taste the food. I just gobbled it down because that there was that sword over my head. So I was afraid, it's on a thread. It might any moment might fall down. So I couldn't think about what I'm eating. So Janaka said, "Very good. Now you understood. I'm sitting here and I know there's the sword above my head. Any moment, Lord Yama is going to come and take me away. Any moment. So you think I'm sitting here enjoying the kingdom? I have my duty, I'm doing it, but I know any moment it'll be gone. Whatever is here is momentary. So why should I be so caught up in it with this?" So then they understood and they had much greater respect for him in this way, because look, it's true. We think this is one of the Yudhishthira, one of the lessons he from him in the Mahabharata. Every moment people are dying around us at all ages. People, you hear all the time, "Oh, that person was so young in this. Suddenly had a heart attack, or suddenly stroke, or suddenly some accident. Oh no, how did that happen like this?" So any moment, there's no guarantee. Anything we have, there's no guarantee in a moment it's gone. We all know that. No guarantee of anything. And so by seeing, understanding it's ephemeral, first of all, we'll have much more how to respect for everything there, respect and reverence for what's there, like this, and also, and we won't take it for granted, but also we'll understand it's here for a moment, it'll be gone. In Ishavasya Upanishad, we had a class on it some years ago, Sunday class, and what happens is, I was told, and I also studied with our teacher here. Ishavasya Upanishad, it's very short and very difficult one to study, they said. I said, okay, but then when we had the class, I think Shailen might have been there, I think so, maybe not. So then it was very difficult for me as a teacher, because if it's very bare bones, there's so much more to fill. Other Upanishads, a lot more details, everything. When it's short and concise, so much more is to be filled like this. But in any case, so it says the end of the first verse, Ishavasya Idam Sarvam. First one is the most known one. Ishavasya Idam Sarvam, Yat Kincha Jagatyam Jagat, Tena Takena Bhunjitaha, Ma Gridha Kasya Svidhanam. That last part, Ma Gridha Kasya Svidhanam. Therefore, don't, direct translation say, therefore, don't covet another's wealth. But in the commentary, Adi Guru Shankara says, Kasya Svidhanam, also, it means, it's a rhetorical question. Whose wealth is this? Okay, you want to hold on to your wealth. It's my wealth. But then, what do you mean it's your wealth, right? Suddenly, from somewhere, some lawsuit comes you weren't aware of, gone. Some faith comes, gone. What do you mean your wealth? What guarantee is that it's yours? What belongs to you? What belongs to you? Whatever is there, whatever you have, it was somewhere else before, and before you know it, it'll be somewhere else, it'll be gone. What can we really hold on to? So this is what the example Janaka given here to remember. Look, doesn't mean that because Arjuna wanted to escape, run away, but that doesn't work. So prematurely renouncing away doesn't, running away doesn't work. But here is saying, well, listen, they have to understand there are examples of people that do live in the world, do the necessary, but are detached. So use that as an example. His duty here is to fight the war. So face and fight the war, doing his duty. You can do your duty and be detached. And then it's a good place to practice every day, because we have goals. Every day we're going, we have to work, we have to get things done like this. Those goals are endless, endless, endless. And we'll continue doing them day in, day out. But then if along with those, slowly we develop the goal, how can I do it efficiently in the right way and in a detached way without leaving the residue? Then there's a much higher thing to work towards. Then it's actually a greater challenge. So we take that on. Then there's a whole other dimension, everything that I'm doing. So this is what he's talking about here, karmana, Karmana is the third vibhakti, the instrumental, but it's Karmana eva samsiddhim asita janaka dayaha janaka and others. Eva samsiddhim, perfection, I believe, or is it liberation? Yeah. So they were doing actions only for the sake of liberation or as liberated souls. By duty alone, they attain liberation. So learning like this through Karma Yoga. And then he says, okay, so do you act just for what's needed for the society, like this? What's needed, so do it as yajna, as karma yoga, then you can also in the same way, do in the same way. And examples are always very helpful for us. Saying like this, an example, somebody's doing like this, okay, otherwise, where are we going to get it from? Because actually, earlier, Arjuna asked about sthita pragya, right? But here he's giving not just the example of a theoretical, but here's one you can take. And he'll give even a closer example to him very soon after this too, like this. This is just the beginning, but it'll give more like that. Now, one of the things he says, karmana eva samsiddhim, meaning by doing his duty, not by renouncing it, not by physically renouncing. There's the renunciation within the action. Actually, later, there's karma sannyasa yoga, later chapter, meaning doing the action, renouncing the action, but renouncing not by not doing the action, by renouncing the attachment to it, like this. So by not by going away from the action, within the action, learning how to do that, because as we learned earlier, then you can't not do action, not possible. So that doesn't work. So I have to learn how to do things with the spirit of the karma yoga. Now, what happens is the jnani, when they do the action, the jnani is just going to do the action according to their whatever karma they have, meaning their prarabdha. Literally, let their prarabdha play out and they continue playing through it. Because what is there? Where is there for them to go? So it's not going to be because of trying to get to something, because of preferences, that ragadvesha, because of something like this. But okay, they have what they have there, so they do it accordingly like this. So, our whole situation is built up because of prarabdha, because of my previous efforts and desires to get to somewhere. Eventually, if somebody just accepts, okay, this is where I am. I'm accepting. Once I can accept, then I can just do it as needed. As long as I don't fully accept, okay, because the jnani will have to fully accept prarabdha, then they understand it's not theirs. If I fully accept the conditioned situation, there's no struggle anymore again. So I'll just do what's needed. But I don't fully accept it, so I'm struggling with it like this. So the situation, then I want to change the situation, manipulate the situation so it'll be better. Okay, I do it, and then again, it's not perfect still like this. It's endless in this way. No matter what situation it is, still, somebody will want not to have as much duty responsibility, too much. Then they'll say, there's nothing much for me to do. I need something, Other one too stressful. Where does it end? No situation will be perfect, however it is. And I'll tell you actually, from experience, not having as much responsibility is more difficult than having on your shoulder. Because not having, then your inner things come up a lot more than having to deal with the external things. I remember when I was when I did our yoga teacher training course years ago. So there we used to do the asanas a lot of when it was warm enough outside on these decks at the ashram there. And at that time, these yoga mats that everybody has, they didn't exist. You either had a camping mat or you had a blanket. So they gave two blankets where I slept there, one I used to sleep, one I used for asanas. the one I use for asanas, there, those blankets, somehow some old type where there's like a wire in it. I guess you can, somebody used to plug it in to keep warm. So sometimes when I do shoulder stand, I can feel the wire or something in my neck. Like So I remember we were doing Shavasana a long time at the end of the class outside, and some fly was just taking a walk slowly all around, you know, my cheek on my nose like this, right? I just lay there. I didn't let it do what it does. And I was so quiet inside because I could just feel the fly. So I noticed, hey, because my attention went to that fly, I didn't bite it or anything, let it do. Then inside I'm totally quiet, right? Because all the inner stuff doesn't come up. But if you're there and there's nothing to take your attention outside, you have Shavasana, much harder for the mind to be quiet. We say be quiet in this, but the mind goes everywhere, right? That's why in yoga we focus on the breath to keep the mind engaged, and then you're more quiet and present. So this way, so that's why we say the jnani totally accepts the pararabdha. Afterwards, that's one step. Afterwards, if you really accept it, it doesn't have any weight, so it's as good as not being there anyway, like this, right? Like, you know, there's, I don't, somebody's doing something, building their house a few blocks away. It makes no difference to you. Why do you care? You walk by there, you see, very interesting, doesn't matter. They're doing it down the block, it's noisy or there's dust. Okay, maybe then I won't be happy with this. But the thing is, if I fully accept, then it's as good as not being there because not disturbing me at all like that. So yeah, jnani sees what for, and then the action. So that's just trying to accepting what's there as it is. Because if I want to accept what is, what really is, so the substance behind, but I don't, you know, some titiksha, right? Forbearance, putting up with the situation, and then some vairagya that, okay, things, let them be as they are, won't be disturbed by. That's needed. That's why that's part of the preparation. Sadhana chatushtaya is part of the preparation so that the mind is ready for it. But then fully fructified, then it won't even, it's as good as not being there. So I have to accept, I want to accept what really is, the substance behind everything, you know. What is as manifest first, also I have to accept like this. And that's part of the prasada buddhi. Accept in order to help to accept it. Well, where's it coming from? Right? It's Ishwara. My situation is Ishwara prasada. Where did it come from? Okay, you can say my karma. Okay, like this. But still, I did the action. And who brought the result now? Who's that situation is because of the design of Ishwara. So I accept it like this. And then, so if I just learn, you know, a little more acceptance, then much easier. Just making a small difference like this. So this is, went a little aside here, but that's why karmana eva samsiddhim, accepting his situation. He's the king, he'll do his duties, but that won't get in his way of, you know, of sadhana. Also, that I don't have to wait some other place in time. Okay, now I can't do sadhana. It's not possible. I will get to a place when I can start doing it. Here, you're all busy and everything, and you take time to study Gita. So this is not saying, okay, I'm too busy. I'm working and kids and this. I can't do it. No, there's time for this too. I can put time for this and I can put effort. So I don't wait for some time because accepting where I'm at, I can also look and see this. Why not? Who says it's not possible? Why not? Why can't I also do it like this? Like Janaka in this way. So this is giving that example. And then you'll continue here. Yad yadacharati shreshtaha. Yad yadacharati shreshtaha. Tattadeve tarojanaha. Tadevetaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanuvartate every other person performs only such actions whichever a superior one performs. The world follows that which he sets as a standard. So this also is telling, oh, Arjuna, you're a prominent person, right? What you do, other people will look up towards, right? Like a previous president in the United States with a certain character, and that's triggered a lot of people to act in the same way. Whoever is prominent, and then people then, you know, act like this. They see a prominent person, they try to do it in a similar way like this. So saying you're a prominent person, if you do your, don't stick to your dharma, do what's, you know, what's given to you, then you're doing a disservice to society because people are looking up to you like this. So this important point, because Arjuna then has his more of a responsibility. So when people look up to me, they'll have to, he has this responsibility like that. That's an important thing here. So that's why the position, whatever position you have like this, it brings that certain responsibility. Of course, just being a member of society, what I do will have an effect, because when I act in a certain way, it will affect people. It will affect, and those around will take, oh, look, wow, somebody can act like that. How nice in this way, in that. And then that, of course, does have a ripple effect. But the more prominent, more people look up towards, then of course the more comes with that. And you know, in our society now, the idea of that is diminished to some extent. But not too long back, it was more, you know, it was considered as something more important. And society is changing everything, but people do look into their certain figures like this. Well, that's what I was just telling them. Then people will look up to you, so you have to, you know, you have to then, you know, pay attention to this too. Because giving Arjuna all the reasons here, constantly reasons why he has to face and fight like this. So one of the reasons like this. Not, I don't think too much more we rest to discuss in this one, but like this. And that's actually one thing, is somebody's act, words are one thing, but how, but their actions, how they talk in this, that's another. And then people observe a lot more how somebody's doing something than just what they say. Of course, if it's in the news or something, they're just interviewed, they say, okay. But then people say, well, they're acting like this, but they're saying this, but they're acting like this. What kind of a thing? You know, how many people walk the walk like this? So by really doing something, you know, the children look up and they see, as our parents, we saw how they acted. They said certain things, but also how they acted, that affects even more. So in this way here, also Arjuna is doing his duty, then it'll be very clear like this. And if he doesn't fight, then so many people on his side are not going to have the, you know, have the same inspiration to fight. Oh, if Arjuna doesn't, I don't know, can I do it like this? So in this way, just another point he's giving to Arjuna. Let's continue. I'll give another important example. As we said, Janaka is going to be an example, which is a theoretical one, because he didn't know Janaka. He knows Janaka through stories, through texts. But here now we'll give Krishna will give him an example that he knows well. Name name parthasti kartavyam trishulokeshu kinchana trishulokeshu kinchana nana vaptama vaptavyam nana vaptama vaptavyam bharata eva cha karmani bharata eva cha karmani. Oh Arjuna, there is nothing to be pursued by me in all the three worlds. There is nothing to be obtained which is not yet attained by me. Still, I remain in action. So Sri Krishna was, he's a king, right? He also gave the example of, okay, acting as a king, doing everything. But he is, obviously, he is detached. And Jnani, avatar of this, will be totally detached, right? So what is there for him to obtain? What is there kartavyam for me? I have to do in order to get to something. This is actually one of the terms that's used for jnani is krita kritya, has done everything that's needed because I have an impulse in me. I need to get something done. I must do. But then if I know I'm not the doer, what do I have to do? What do I need? I know what is there for me to obtain? Na anavaptam avaptavyam. There's nothing for me that I need to obtain. In deep sleep, do you need to obtain anything? What do you need to get to in deep sleep? Nothing. Because then I'm not limited. I'm nobody. I'm not something. So one who knows, one who's a jnani, who knows in Nakarta Bhokta that those are appearances, what do they have to obtain? They know there's nothing for them to obtain. Like this. So some jnanis don't do anything. Ramana Maharshi didn't do anything like this. Okay, why? What's there to do? Why do anything? But then, of course, accepting Prarabdha will do what they do. Because, okay, not doing is also an action. So that's also suddenly something else. So already there's the habit built up. The action continues because totally accepting what's there, because what is there? What is there? If there's nothing for me to get to, okay, whatever I'm doing, I will do no problem. So he's saying for me, Hare Krishna himself saying, I'm also an example. Look, there's nothing for me to obtain, but I'm doing what's needed. You are my friend. So I said, okay, I'll help you. What do you need? He's, I can't fight in the war. It's not that I'm not going to do. He said, okay, be my charioteer. Okay, I'll be a charioteer, no problem. And does that completely. So no hesitation. No, nothing that is a greater job or lower job. The king becomes a charioteer, or king becomes a charioteer. Like this. So happily doing what's needed, like this. This is, look, I'm an example for you also. Whatever's needed, I do. And that's it. Like this. My wife was telling me the previous chief minister here in Odisha, Biju Patnaik, he used to sit in his place. Anybody who could come and discuss. She went to him and he helped her to go up to US, and this when she went first time, everything like this. Anybody could come. His son is the chief minister now here since I'm first coming, so it's more than 2 decades like this. I remember she performed place, 150 seats, whatever. I went sat in the front. He was sitting there too. He was just sitting there. He went to the beginning, talked whatever, stayed for one item and then left because, he's a busy person. I never took it. I didn't know anything. Okay, he's here. Like governor, literally, it's like governor of California. Same thing. Same number of people. Everything. Imagine just like this. Just so. Also, she went to his office first time when he was there. Oh, can I offer you some tea? She was done. It's okay. Maybe next time like this. So in any case, so in this way, somebody that, okay, they're just doing their due. Accepting. So he just came to my mind because something I just was discussing recently like this. So there's no higher or lower duty for somebody who's detached. What is higher or lower? Why is this greater with that? Whatever is needed can be done, and that one does like this. And again, the actionlessness doesn't come from, as we talked earlier, from refraining from action. I can do nothing, but then where's my mind at? You just do it. We all did some yoga. Yoga meditation proves that you're doing nothing, but the mind is doing so much stuff like this. So engage in the action, then learning how to do it with attachment like this. Later on, here talk about yajna. Later on in the next chapter, we'll talk about how we do it as a sakshi. Because later, a karta, meaning I'm not doing anything. Everything happens. I'm just the sakshi. So that's a subtler way to do it, or the Jnana Yoga way of doing your action in this way. So that's why not doing doesn't make it not the action in this way. And Sri Krishna's life is full of activity and everything. And actually, one of the prominent things when they draw Sri Krishna, any deities, usually they make them, they draw them with all the weapons and everything, and maybe with certain demons that they're fighting. But the face will always be very placid, very peaceful, you know. Maybe some exceptions, but usually it's like that, just to show, because otherwise, if they get caught up in anger in fighting the demon, meaning there's some attachment. I have to win this war. You know, like this. But no. Otherwise, it means that there's some raga-dvesha in them, some agitation. How can, you know, get in the Puranic stories, it slowly gets to be like that in them. But then the more the symbolic stories, the further they go away, the harder to follow the symbolism. And then it doesn't, it harder for it to, you know, its purpose is harder to tell. So when more layers are, the more layers on, the harder, but the less, more transparent, then the easier for us to see. So that's how generally they are drawn, to show that they're, it's placid. The demon will be all angry, because that shows the attachment is there. That's why demon, meaning some negative qualities are there. So the anger, you know, desire, all these things will be there, expectation. But the God there is illustrating the detached mind. So it has to illustrate not being, yes, engage in fighting the demon, but detached, and the fighting the demon there, meaning it, the God doesn't really fight the demon. If you say higher quality, okay, struggle, higher quality, lower quality. But if I say from supreme, meaning the Atma doesn't fight the negative quality. There's no struggle. The Atma is detached. So the lower quality is fighting for its existence. But higher, the Atma itself is not touched by it, can't be placid. So we have the Ajnanam, so then it's not clear to us. So with us, we're caught up in that when we're really the as Sakshi, they can't touch us like this. So in this way. So the way Shri Krishna, a very busy life, does everything, but there's no attachment, expectation, nothing he needs to get to like this. So he's saying, look, this is example. I'm living example right here with you. You can see it's possible to do like this in this way. And again, the whole situation that Arjuna is in is, right, because the family there, the Bhishma Pitamaha is the great grandsire is there, the teacher Dronacharya is there. So meaning showing attachment, because war he has no problem fighting, but because it's family there. So showing it's attachment. That's the issue there, is attachment. That's the issue. It's not the what he has to do, but because of with whom. So the attachment is the issue. Because that's our problem, is the attachment. So the whole thing is discussing about that. No attachment, no problem with that. So let's continue here. Yadihyaham navarateyam. यदिह्यहं न वर्तेयं जातु कर्मण्यतन्द्रितः जातु कर्मण्यतन्द्रितः मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्याः पार्थ सर्वशः मनुष्याः पार्थ सर्वशः. Because if I ever do not remain tirelessly in action, the people will follow my path in every way, O Arjuna. Imagine, in the text, Sri Rama is there, and you know, and Sri Rama, he just okay, at some point, okay, I give up. I'm just going to sit here. I want to. Enough, I don't have to do anything. Or Sri Krishna, okay, like a Ramana Maharshi, we'll sit there. Okay, enough. I know I don't need to do anything. People then will try to do the same thing, right? And the thing is, a jnani is no problem. They sit to nothing, it's no problem. It won't make a problem, won't be any difference for them. That's fine. But if they do that, and if it doesn't affect other people, no problem. But if they have a duty, and then they're not doing like this because they know for them it doesn't matter, then other people are going to follow like this. And then if they try to follow that, then they'll do sit and do nothing. Sit and do nothing, then what'll happen? Where will the mind be? The mind will be all become all tamasic. They're not going to get anywhere like this. So in this way, saying by I'm going to do a disservice to people because they'll follow me. Like I said earlier, that Arjuna, somebody prominent, people will do it in that way, in the same way. So actually, nice thing they say, Dharma then is to show how doing the is dharma, doing what's needed, duty. That's his example, duty in all conditions. Shri Krishna is Ananda. He is doing joy in all conditions. No matter what, he's joyful. Like this, all conditions to be joyful, like that. To show his examples like this. Doesn't matter what the mission is, the joy is there like this. Because why not? The Ananda's within me. I'm always begging for Ananda from outside. I want to get happiness from outside. Excitement from outside. Excitement isn't Ananda, it's just temp it's makes it go much faster. Because excitement will just make it go down much faster. Happiness from outside, okay, a little bit more like this. So this way they're given as examples like this. So yadi, if hi aham, verily myself, navartayam, if I wouldn't be engaged, be doing jatu karmani atantriya atantrita, doing actions tirelessly like this, does not fully engaged in it, because that's one of the tricks, is the mind likes to also be lazy, so fully engaged. Because actually, nice example in Shivananda Ashram, one of Swami Shivananji's most prominent disciples, great jnani, is Swami Krishnanandaji. He used to say, when he's walking the ashram, somebody's doing seva there, some brahmachari or somebody visiting the ashram, they're sweeping. He can tell how they can, how their meditation is by seeing them sweep, right? Because how they're doing it. Karmani atantritaha, they're totally focused and are doing it focused, doing it properly. They still know that they have good meditation, right? If they're doing a little and chatting and sitting on their world, the meditation did that same thing. Their mind's a little lazier. Really doing what's needed completely in this way. So this is why also usually you see in ashrams and monasteries that the novices, brahmacharis, they do a lot of work. Well, for this reason, first learn to serve and do karma yoga, everything. Later on, mind is more purified and ready. Okay, then it's not as important like that. But first, the preparation is needed. Mama vartman, vartma, mama vartma anuvartante, then my way, my path, others will follow. As people follow the example, manushyaha, the people, partha sarvasha, in every way. We're copying every way like this, so I have to be. I do the actions for their sake so that they will see, to stick to the actions like this. And in the literature, they have all the demons, and the demons, of course, they all represent our inner, the inner demons. That's why, like, they're all illustrations. Ravana, Ravana has 10 heads, so meaning our, not somebody there with 10 heads. They like to draw it like this, but our 10 senses, pancha karmendriyani, pancha gyanendriyani. And it's taken from the Kathopanishad, it says you have the chariot with five horses. And then if the horses are unwieldy, each one wants to go its own way, what's going to happen? Where are you going to end up? So if my senses are unwieldy, I'm not under control, each one wants to run a different direction, what'll happen to me? So Ravana is this. The senses are just each having its own head, wants to go its own way. Oh no, then what's going to happen with this? So in this way, so the gods slaying the demons, it's the examples of these things to show these inner qualities and the heart too, they have to be taken care of with this. So he continues with the example in one more verse here. Utside yurime lokaham nakuryam karma chedaham sankarasya cha kartasyaham sankarasya cha kartasyaham upahanyami ma prajaha. If I do not perform action, all these worlds would perish. I will be the creator of confusion also. I will be destroying these people. So not me, it's not meaning that it doesn't do action so the worlds won't, the whole world will collapse physically like this, but the people will take his example and then they will, they're spiritually decline like this because, as we said, be lazy, then what'll the mind do? Where, what will happen? Where it'll won't have anything to do in this way. Because when, like the example we said before, in the mind not doing anything, then things will bubble up. And then they bubble up and then they'll just disturb me. Desires will bubble up and disturb me more and more if I'm not in activity like this. One point about this that's been brought up, and I think it's a very important thing. What happens is now, we're able, we have able body, we can do things. So now when some emotional disturbance, mental disturbance comes up, we do activity and that helps us to, helps us to deal with it. But point in time can very much come as we get older that we can't do as much activity, right? Maybe, we can't walk as much. We can't do as much activity. We might be bedridden. And imagine then things come up, the worries come up, where the anger comes up, or all these things. Because samskara is there, right? How much more difficult it'll be to deal with. So how important it is to deal with these things, learn to take care of these inner demons while we're able, because later on, how much more suffering there would be. Because if I learn how to take care of them, okay, then they won't be just, they're not disturbing as much anymore. But if not learning earlier, then later, that's probably why some people, when they get old, they get very bitter because of that. These things come up before they go for a walk or they would do something, but now they can't. So now how much more difficult it is. And of course, there'll be so many other more difficulties at that time anyway, physically. So it'll just, add to it. So that's why we're able, how important it is to learn like this, to learn to deal with these things. But in any case, so earlier when we talked about in the Sthita Pragya Lakshana, he talked about Buddhi Nashaha. Remember? Started from the Dhyayato Vishayam Pumsaha. I am aware by thinking of the objects of the senses, so dwelling on them, slowly attaching to is born, slowly attaching to desire is born, like this. And then from that desire, eventually anger will come. And then eventually from that, buddhinasha, the intellect gets destroyed, meaning I don't think clearly when it gets agitation is far enough like this. So here also, the destruction he's talking about, the buddhinasha, won't do. People take that example of not to do. I don't have to do what's needed. I can just not do anything. And then the mind gets lazy. The mind then gets useless because lazy mind won't be able to do and won't be able to discriminate them. So that's the same. That's why I'm doing my action, everything needed, because otherwise it's going to cause this difficulty for other people because people take my example. So then he's going to be guilty of that, he says. So that's why he's doing everything as needed, like this. This was 24, right? Yep. Swami Dayananji, he says like this about this. He says what happens is this. We're all born with ignorance and error, right? We're not born if we're not of ignorance, avidya, otherwise why would we be born? Right? And error, we all err because then there's avaran and there's vikshepa. I don't see clearly, so I see something else. Like this, otherwise we're not born in this world. So we're born with this. Now what happens is he says, so we all have this. He says there's a fine line between going mad, buddhinasha, like this, and being sane. He says what happens is the person who is, whose mind is off like that, who's not sane, meaning that they're projecting more things. We all project things, right? We all project things on the things of the world that you can't without. Otherwise, we would just see Brahman and that's it. We don't project things. So we have some projection. So projection means subjectivity. That's what a projection is. There's nothing. So what happens then is if the difference between somebody who's more to the sane side and somebody's gone beyond the line, the one who's gone beyond the line of not being sane, the projection is stronger. There's more projection, more subjectivity compared to objectivity. More objectivity, so we're more balanced. Too much subjectivity, that becomes overpowering, then one loses, we say connection to reality, so then buddhinasha, like this. So then if I don't have something to do, then slowly, slowly easier for the subjectivity to grow, easier for the projection to grow. And then from that laziness that comes, and then one's mind is too much off like that. This is what happens. So that's where one has to be why Shri Krishna's saying, that's why I'm doing, not for my sake, but for the sake of these people, the people that follow me. They'll see that I'm doing all my action completely, working hard, so they'll do the same, because that's going to be good for them as an example with this. So in this way. So this finished this small discussion of just the Yani being an example in this way, or that wherever we're at, that we can be as an example. So now he continues still talking about how the jnani is acting. Sakta karmanya dvipam staha. Sakta karmanya dvipam staha. Yatha kurvanti bharata. Yatha kurvanti bharata. Kurya dvipam stata saktaha. Kurya Tatha saktaha chikir shuru loka sangraham. Oh Arjuna, just as the ignorant people act with attachment to action, a wise man also would act without attachment, with a desire to bring about the upliftment of society. So same action can be done with the attachment expectation and with a detached way. Same activity can be done. Because again, we only see activity in the world, right? Wow, time flies. I didn't think of this one. What's the time 908 one? Yeah. Here, since it's not, it's an a half hour difference. So then I have to figure out, okay, what is the difference in time like this? So activity is same. Working is working. Eating, feeding this action. So it's with or without. So the same way. So meaning same enthusiasm can be done. And work hard with enthusiasm. The difference is in the attaching to expectation of one compared to without. Otherwise, activity is the same thing. Not a different like this. So the samsari does the activities with enthusiasm. The enthusiasm is for what I get from it. For I work hard, so I'll get to something. I'll become somebody. So I'll be something. I'll be happy. I'll get to something with this. So this is the working for that. Where the jnani doing it out of happiness. They're full within, content within themselves. So it'll be just an expression of that. Expression of that happiness, fullness. Not for it, but because of it. We talked earlier on in this chapter about the example he gave of the river. The river is going to the ocean, so it's working hard to get to something. Where the ocean, there's movement, but out of its fullness, it's not trying to get to anything in this way. So out of the fullness somebody does, the action is not going to be binding because it's just out of my own happiness. My happiness doesn't depend on it, then my action will be an expression of that. I'm trying to get to it, then trying to get to happiness is like running after the horizon, then like this, trying to get to contentment like this, because it's an oxymoron like this, that in this way I'm trying to get there. So in this way. So in this way again, so the externals don't have to be different. Externals, external what action, but the attitude with which I do it. And that's something with effort, I just have to develop it. No way around it in this way. And just a little bit of doing it, a little bit of effort in this makes a big difference for us. A little bit of letting go, a little bit of this wisdom. Makes such a difference in this way. So that's how we do it. There's a nice story like this true thing about studying Gita. This I read, I don't remember this Mahatma's name. His guru was one of the disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. And so he went to one of his guru's guru bhais and one asked him, can I study Gita with you? And so that guru told him, well, if you read the Gita, can you understand? Because, they must have the Gita just in Sanskrit like this. And he said, yeah, I can understand it. Very good. You take one verse every day, you read it, and then you contemplate and then you put it into practice. That's how you want, that's how to study Gita. That's what he told him. You do that like this. So that's why we read these things. And then, okay, these ideas, putting a little bit into practice, because these are the practical things. The jnana part, it's not a practice, it's an understanding. So there isn't a practice of doing. Karma yoga, I'm still doing. Jnana is just understanding. So when it's in the yoga side and the karma yoga side, then there is, yes, something for me to do. Yes, change how I see things. Yes. Put an effort to do this. So then there is, of course, jnana, then understanding. The practice itself is just to understand. Paravarnam and then mananam and then just seeing it like this. But when it's talking about karma, yes, as to try to do it completely without attachment, to do it as sacrifice, that's something that, I can take some of these principles and try to apply them. So there is a practice. There is something to put in. So. That's and what happens is, as long as still, yes, I'm doing an active, yeah, then there is a place to work on it in this way. Once we get to Once we get to the jnana part, nothing for doing like this. And again, it's then it's doing for my purification so that then I can inquire more clearly in this way. So that's one thing about the Gita study like this, any study like this, a little every day, and then thinking about it or putting something into practice, then slowly, slowly we can see the differences over time. Let's finish here for today. पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम शांति शांति शांति। So, next few weeks are where the holidays are coming up, and then the first Sunday after that is the seventh. And that one here, but I would not be able to be on at this time. So we'll have to take a break until the 14th January, then back to regular. Then the yoga class also start for those that are in person and will continue. So Gita till then will be on a break. So you can try to study in that way, in this way. If you haven't studied Vedanta as we've been doing, if so for some background for it, if you like, there are talks on the website on Tattva Bodha, 11 or 12 talks. This gives a nice structure. Some of the things, if you came for the Gita from the beginning, we did go over a lot of the points from there. I tried to take some of the main points from there when we did the second chapter and feed it in, because then it just helped to understand a lot of the points. That's what we took a lot of, how do I say, we went. What's the term for not coming to my mind? A little to the side, away from, in order detours, in order to fill, to help fill the gaps to understand better. So if you want to listen to those are talks we had some years ago on that. I can give you a link to the text. The text is very simple in this, and then those talks, I'll share that link with you where the text is. And then from the website, it would be a good thing, like 11, 12 talks are during this month. You wanted to do that, if you have the time, it'll give you a nice filler for a lot of the technical background for Vedanta like this. So I'll share that with you, and then we'll start again then. And then one other thing also is, I think it's exactly the seventh, around 2 days then, there's one Swamini who's giving talks, disciple Swami Dayananji, who's a very good speaker also, because I teach this and I'm busy with other things too, where people like this, Mahatmas, that's all they do. So they're much better experts at it. So she'll be giving talks in the Bay Area. I'll forward the email to you guys as well. For you, most of you in the Bay Area. So if you have the time to hear, it's also very nice to hear people like this that have really looked into this for decades, their whole life. That's what they're, so they are, have much more insight into it. So when they come, it's a very good thing to go and hear them. So before we conclude for today, if you have any questions or concerns or anything.
I'm all good. Thank you, Gajanana. Great to see
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, good to see all of you. And I'm very glad that when I'm here, it's possible to do this. I'm very happy like this and happy to take the time and look into these things with all of you.
Thank you so much, Gajan.
Thank you. Enjoy the holidays. And then I look forward to continuing the study later month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy
Bye.
holidays. Yeah.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye.